I think one of the most important things that a parent can do is pass on some type of life experience to their children. And hopefully it'll be, you know, a positive thing for them. And for my children, I think that came when they became teenagers and started going into that relationship period. And they seemed to be approaching it with the same trepidations that I did in high school. So I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for me to tell them my story. And the story was that in high school I never dated. And it wasn't for lack of trying, it was just that the interest was never reciprocated. But I decided that when I would go into college, that what I had to do was just put in a little bit more effort. And so I made a conscious decision that when I got into college, I was going to meet a girl and have a relationship. And about the first week in freshman year, the school opened up and had kind of a welcoming student dance. So to put in the extra effort, never having gone to a school dance before, I decided, well, okay, I need to go to this dance. So I did, and I went inside, loud music, a lot of people jumping up and down and moving around, and I felt just as uncomfortable in there as I did anyplace else in high school, so I went back outside. And I remember there was this huge orange kind of harvest moon. And I was just kind of sitting there reflecting on the moon when she came outside. And she was a tall girl, long black hair, blue eyes, and she looked upset. So I figured, well, I've got an opening line. So I walked over to her and I said, is anything wrong? And she said, yes. She says, I came to the dance with another student. He ended up dancing with somebody else. Now I'm all alone. I'm not sure how I'm going to get home. So I asked her where she lived, and we found out that we lived on the same street within a few blocks of one another. And I offered to walk her home. And after I assured her that I didn't want to go back into the dance, she agreed to let me walk her home. And it was a very kind of chivalrous moment for me without the need to fight a dragon or an ogre. And we got to her apartment, and she invited me in, and of course I accepted and spent most of the night there until about 2 o'clock in the morning, because when we got in, we became heavily engaged in conversation, and we talked all night. We talked about everything. We talked about where we came from, what we wanted to do in college, you know, what our expectations were. And we had a very nice time, and we became very good friends. And over the course of 4 months, I sort of became her designated escort, and she provided me with home-cooked meals. And it was a nice relationship. But as we got closer to winter break, I started thinking, well, you know, maybe there's something more here. And maybe I should find out if there's something more here. I know how I feel. I would like a more intimate relationship. Maybe she feels the same way. But, of course, I didn't act on that right away. I spent a few weeks thinking about it. And as we got closer to the winter break, I realized I needed to do something about this. And it's got to be now or never. So I knew where her last period class was, and I went to the school, and I waited outside, and it was very cold Baltimore winter. And I'm out there kind of shivering, and I see that her orange VW is in the parking lot, so I know she's there. So I'm waiting for her to come out. And as she's coming out, she sees me, and she greets me like she usually does. And I guess she noticed maybe my greeting wasn't the same, and so she says, well, is there something wrong? And I said, well, no, there's nothing wrong, but I would like to talk to you. And she said, well, fine, why don't we go into the car and we can at least get out of the cold. And so we did. And since I didn't really have a plan, I'm sure there was a long period of silence. But eventually, I think I got around to the ideal that I had feelings for her and was wondering if she felt the same way. There was a little bit more silence, except for my crying. because I guess I was already anticipating being rejected, and eventually I was, but she did it very gently and apologetically, and then offered to give me a ride home, and I told her that I would feel better just walking home. So I walked back to my apartment, and when I got to my apartment, I guess I was expecting to be very depressed, but for some reason I decided to clean. I even cleaned my stove and my refrigerator. And then I began to realize that I didn't feel bad. In fact, I was starting to feel pretty good. And that knot that had become my stomach for the last couple of weeks was gone. And there was just this kind of weight had been lifted from me. And so I tell my children this story and say, you know, even though I got rejected, I learned that I could survive it. And the next time I tried, it was a little bit easier to get rejected. But I learned to survive it. And my children kind of responded to me and said, but you didn't get the girl. You didn't end up in the relationship that you wanted. You know, was it worth it? And I said, I think what was more important was finding out the what if and learning where you stood with that person and then never having the burden of the what if on you, you know, for the rest of your life. And you learned you could survive, that it wasn't, you know, the end of the world, and that actually you felt better because you knew where you stood. And then I said, and each rejection got a little bit easier, and then I finally met my wife, who didn't reject me. And if that conversation had gone any different in that orange VW, I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet my children, and that was worth the wait.